Good afternoon and welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson wrapping up the 2025 Spring Planting Tour brought to you by Hefty Seed. And boy, the plan today was to head out and visit some folks on the eastern part of the state, but everywhere I went, they were putting the tractors in the garage or at least parking them at the edge of the field. It's been wet and it's been much needed rain. And I tell you what, also the winds yesterday and some of the storm damage that I saw, boy, it was just crazy, but definitely needed the rain. One of the areas I should have stopped on over, but I don't even remember if I went by Gilby. Greg Amundson joins us now. He's up by that Grand Forks area. Greg, how are you today?
Oh, just sitting here living the dream. Got about 8 tenths of rain, so we're getting ready.
So the thing that kind of weirded me out, but I'm assuming the rain finally went in. Gosh, it rained like cats and dogs as I was going through Park River, got over to Grafton, and then closer to Grand Forks, and the water was lining the rows on the field. I was like, gosh, you'd think that water gets sucked right up, but today it looks like that water was gone. So there wasn't any ponding out there, was there? It was weird.
No, not really. Not for the most part. You know, a lot of that was the rain came so fast and so quick that there's not a whole lot I can do. But give it a couple hours, and even today, it's just most of it's disappeared.
Yeah.
There's not hardly a bit of it left.
So the other question for you would be the wind. That got to be an issue. It has been an issue all week. Wind, has that caused any damage in some of the crops you've been planting and trying to get growing?
No, it really hasn't caused a problem for us. It slowed us down a little bit. Some of the rock rolling, some of the other things, we've got to worry about the wind. I talked to my neighbor yesterday about the sugar beets, and I was surprised the sugar beets in the area took it pretty well.
Hmm.
That's okay. One thing that surprised me.
I haven't heard of any, mass problems, but I did hear, I talked to a few guys that said they had a little bit of damage, either, that would snap off the top. Somebody said that they can actually, if they get, two leaves on them, or they can, torpedo or spin out. I've seen that before.
Helicopter effect.
I haven't heard of that either. I know there's going to be a little bit of replanting, not only that, but just for some of the crops that were up, because we've been dealing with 40 mile an hour winds plus for several days. That takes its toll after a while.
Yeah, that he actually did just as much damage as any of the wind did. Really?
Yeah. In fact, I think somebody was talking to me about their corn, too, that had gone up, that just the wind pounding. I mean, it was still going, but the corn had definitely taken a pounding if you'd gotten it in early. All right, well, let's talk about your planting season so far. When'd you get in, and how's it been going?
Yeah, it's been going pretty good up to this point. We on our farm, we got going a little later than most people just because we were a little wetter soils and some of it. May 6th is when we started.
Hmm.
And as of yesterday, we got all the corn's in, canola's in, and we're just down to about 500 acres of soybeans left to go.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, that is fantastic to hear. Weeds, are you trying to deal with them at the same time or not, or you haven't seen much for weeds yet?
The weeds are a little slow to grow, just kind of like the leaves on the trees, so they'll come out. But we're putting down pre-plant when we can.
Yeah.
But we haven't got a lot done because that wind's really, really kind of screwed up our plan.
I would imagine so. And any concerns now that you got stuff in? Probably because you're planting later like this. Maybe it won't be a big deal. But we get that cold temperature this weekend, a day or two, at least for sure one day. Is that an issue? Does that concern you or not really?
It concerns me a little bit. We don't have any soybeans up. We have the canola is just poking up, so a little concern there, but we have a fair amount of stubble, so hopefully that protects a little bit and the ground's warm enough. Okay. Corn's just, our corn's later just poking through, so I'm not too worried about it, but it all depends on how cold we get.
Okay. Corn, did you add some more of it this year, or are you running about the same you normally do? Corn is one of the, seems the hot crops this year, although we could use the price a little bit higher.
Yeah, corn, we're about 50% of the farm. That's kind of where we normally are.
Okay.
It just, life is just so much easier. It's just, you just keep planting corn. I don't know. I got an issue, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's hard to stop.
I would imagine so. All right. So is there a date you got circled on the calendar when you think you might be done by? You're getting close.
Well, if it wouldn't have rained, we'd have been done probably tomorrow. But
okay.
I'm guessing we'll be done next week.
Okay. So it's not
let
bad.
The storm blow out and then let it soak in. We should be going, even with the cool temperatures, by the beginning of next week, I'm guessing.
Okay, that's great to hear. Is that par for the course? Are you kind of like what your neighbors are doing, too? Are they kind of running step in step with you? Or?
Yeah, well, some of them got started a little bit before us, but I mean, we have pretty good size equipment, so we were able to catch up pretty fast. Okay. Most everyone's got everything in except for some soybeans and edible beans and maybe some sunflowers.
Okay.
But it won't take long for things to get wrapped up here.
Okay, so I have to ask you now, are you going to be doing your event on the farm this summer, or is that kind of a one-time thing last year?
No, we are. I believe it's August 7th this year.
Okay.
We'll be doing it again.
So for folks unfamiliar, you open up your farm, you invite people out. Are you doing it in conjunction with Extension in Grand Forks again? Is that right?
That's the plan, yes. We have a new Extension agent starting, so it'll be a kind of a learning process, but hopefully maybe something new could come out of it. So,
okay. Do you know the name of the new person yet? I don't think I've met the new person yet for Grand Forks.
I should, because I helped hire him.
Oh, really?
I was on the committee, but I don't remember his name. I'm sorry.
No worries. I'm sure we'll be knocking down their door soon enough. So what is the name of the event that you guys do? And again, it's a great event for folks, especially like the city, like Grand Forks City or any of those city community kids. It's actually I've heard this happen even in smaller towns where, you know, if they're town kids, they just sometimes don't know where that food comes from. That's what you're doing. You're having people come out. So pretty popular. What is the name of the event? Do you have one?
Yeah, so it's called Root Connections. It kind of we came up with that name kind of connect you back to your roots, where, you know, like everything comes from the soil, so that's where the roots come into, and just make a connection. It's not about what you know, but who you know, and right. It's all about making connections with people and connections with your food.
Well,
and this year I think we're going to highlight kind of more of a planting theme. Okay. So we'll probably this year we'll have the planter and the drill out. So.
Okay.
Any... So it's just kind of, you know, to show you the beginning steps of getting going.
Right, and there's no cost to go to this, right? Or am I wrong on that?
No, there's no cost. Just show up. Have a good time, and we always have a catered barbecue, guys, and it's good food, and you won't leave hungry, that's for sure.
All right, looking forward to that. Greg Amundson, again, he is a member of the North Dakota Corn Growers Association, and I forget, you've got your name on the national committee, too, is that right? For the
Yes, I'm on the communications team,
okay.
Whatever the name is, for national. So, okay. Yeah, no, I'm involved in national corn, too.
So what do they have you doing? Do you got a lot of responsibility there, or isn't it too bad for the national side?
Pretty much it's just what it is you're for different parts of the association, they have committees that kind of, you know, basically go through and basically guides the board on what, when projects come up, we kind of vet things first, give our opinions. We're kind of the middleman is what we are.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like a fun gig. Greg, I appreciate you hopping on today. You needed the rain, right? So you're happy about that?
Yeah, we need the rain. Kind of wish I would have been able to finish first, but I'm not going to complain.
No, but take the rain when you can get it, because you just never know. But it does look like we might get a little more rain next week. We'll see how that plays out. Greg, thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk with you, I'm sure, down the road before your event, for sure.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. It's